Hello, I'm Sam North, eToro's analyst, and welcome to The Daily Voice. In this podcast, I cover key topics that every investor should know, all within 5 minutes. Please note that this podcast is for informational and educational purposes only. Stay tuned for additional disclosures at the end of today's episode. Now, let's get started. Hello everyone and welcome to the Daily Voice for Friday the 4th of April. It wasn't a happy Thursday, was it? It was not at all. I had the pleasure, unfortunately, of being invited to West Ham Golf Day yesterday, which was great and really enjoyed myself. The sun was shining, it was windy, but I tweeted, having a great time, should I check the markets, yes or no? The answer should have been no, but unfortunately I checked them and wow, not a good day. The S&P 500 closed down 4.8%. The Nasdaq was down 5.4%. The S&P 500 is now down 8.2% in the first 63 trading days of 2025, the eighth worst start to the year in history. This is the 30th correction of over 5%, the 10th correction of over 10% since March 2009, and also it's a very, very rare day. The S&P 500 down almost 5%. The last times with daily moves like that, COVID 2020, Euro crisis 2011, and the great financial crisis of 2008. It gets worse. Japan's stock market is down 11% in 7 trading days. Regional bank stocks as well, they closed lower over 10%, their largest daily drop since the 2023 regional bank crisis. The Magnificent 7 is now down over 30% from its all-time high seen on December the 18th. And what is maybe a little bit worrying is that the S&P 500, as I said, closed down 4.8%, but the volatility index, the VIX, remained below 30. There has never been a day in history with a more than 5% drop in the S&P 500 without the VIX rising above 30. The selling has been very orderly. It's a little bit worrying, I have to say. Overnight, things aren't looking much better. APAC stocks came under pressure, as you would imagine. Worst day on Wall Street since 2020. The ASX 200 slid back into correction territory, which was led by sharp losses in tech and energy. The latter hit by a 7% drop in oil prices amid tariff tensions and the OPEC Plus boosting May output by 411,000 barrels per day. The Nikkei dropped below 34,000 as well, despite some upbeat household spending. And the COPSI turned lower after South Korea's top court upheld President Yoon's impeachment, sparking protests and triggering an election within 60 days. Let's have a quick look then just at the indices. They're up a tiny, tiny bit in the US at the moment, but you would imagine that sentiment is so bearish that any rally would be a dead cat bounce at this time. Crypto has held up okay. Bitcoin still above 80,000, which I guess you just have to say is a positive. XRP above $2 still. So relatively okay there, I would say. Gold trading above 3,100. Oil back down to 66, keeping on $64. We have to say that is the very important level. Coming up today, it is an important thing to consider each month, non-farm payrolls. That comes out at 130. We're expecting 135,000 new jobs, but the range is from 50 to the low end, 185,000 to the top end, with the previous number being 151. You also get the unemployment rate and average hourly earnings, so keep a watch on that. Is it going to move markets if it's considerably higher or lower? Yes, anything related to the dollar. But after the tariffs, any updates on that really? Is Trump going to backtrack? Probably not. And if not, the market's come under pretty significant pressure. However, for long-term investors, does this present an opportunity? For some stocks with lower valuations than you had 3-4 months ago, potentially. However, timing that low, timing the bottom is tough. Dollar cost averaging may be favoured from certain investors. But it's been a tough 48 hours, 24 hours. Hopefully it gets better today. We'll discuss it all on Monday. Take care, everyone. Have a great weekend.
You have been listening to Digest and Invest by eToro. For more information, use eToro.com. This podcast is for information and education purposes only and should not be taken as investment advice, a personal recommendation, or an offer of or solicitation to buy or sell any financial instruments. This material has been prepared without taking into account any particular recipient's investment objectives or financial situation and has not been prepared in accordance with the legal and regulatory requirements to promote independent research. Past performance is not an indication of future results.